Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about what matters most today. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
What Really Matters Most Today. Written and read by Carrie Eichberger. Some weeks come with waves of heaviness that weigh slightly different. In contrast, that is, to the typical constant flow of busy responsibilities and commitments I normally remain wrapped up in. Like this past week, a sudden death in the family, a health scare in my immediate family, and one of my kids' best friends learning of a cancer diagnosis for his younger sister. And at each instance, the mundane, heavy load of ordinary life didn't seem so significant in comparison. Whenever something of such weight comes in close contact with our path, my husband and I like to recite, in a shared understanding, the words of Solomon. Meaningless, meaningless, meaningless. Because suddenly, all the little stuff that felt collectively so grand yesterday, or right before the hard news, appears vastly unimportant. I'm referring to unwelcome news we're smacked in the face with that definitely isn't received in the moment as a gift. Though I will say the perspective shift away from the focus on all the busy work, so to speak, is certainly a welcomed, unexpected blessing. I bet you've also had convicting moments when you realize you've been consumed with the potentially less important things of life. Because we all seem to live most of our packed full days burdened by thousands of small, seemingly big deal tasks and to-dos. But then we get blindsided with bombs of bad news and blows of life-altering tragedy, only to question if the stuff we spin our wheels every jam-packed hour with really even matters. Have you ever paused in the midst of a crazy day or season and wondered, what am I doing all this for? What's the real point? Does it all really even matter? Maybe you found yourself overwhelmed with the heavy load of your life, yet you long for relief and a lighter load, which leads you to ask yourself, what stays? What goes? What matters? All these things I busy myself with, do they matter? All the stuff that's actually heavy, that actually matters, I can't control or do much about. But the rest of it, does it matter? What does God think? What matters to Him? Here's what I've learned. What matters to God is what matters most. And when I'm unsure what that truly is, while I'm swallowed up with a self-induced swelling schedule, I sometimes think of my friends Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10. This sure is one of my favorite Bible stories, and mostly because I can relate so intimately with both characters. I pretty much live my days ruled by a tug of war of these two personalities, Mary versus Martha. My inner Martha caught up in tending to all that seems to need to get done, and my inner Mary, who understands the blessing of stillness and just sitting at the feet of Jesus. Jesus offers the answer we're looking for in verse 41 and 42. Referring to busybody Martha, you are worried and bothered, and anxious about so many things. But only one thing is necessary. Hear that again. Jesus tells us right here what is most important. After learning in verse 39 that Mary attentively, intentionally, and continually sat at the feet of Jesus, he tells us that only this one thing is necessary. He tells us that this is the good choice that will bless us, that will never be taken away from us. Friends, most importantly, more than even doing things for him, the Lord just wants us with him. What matters most is our choice to sit each day at his feet, listening to his teaching, listening to his voice, listening to him. I'm sure you've read the story many times like I have, but I also know I need reminders again and again in the midst of my overloaded life of what matters most: intersecting faith and life. If you are longing for a lightened load, as you look at the day ahead and what's all around you, will you reaffirm with me that none of what's before you is as important and impactful as the choice we are about to make right now, to sit at the feet of Jesus, to spend time with him, to talk to him, and to praise him? This is what really matters most today.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.